Welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. In this episode, we delve into the enchanting concept of microcosm, where an entire ecosystem flourishes within the glass walls of our aquarium. We explore the diverse and interconnected organisms that contribute to the health and stability of the tank. So, let's dive in and discover the wonders of the microcosm within. Establishing a healthy population of beneficial bacteria is crucial for maintaining water quality and the overall balance of an aquarium. These bacteria play a vital role in the nitrogen cycle, which is essential for converting toxic ammonia into less harmful substances. Fish waste, uneaten food, and decaying organic matter in the aquarium produce ammonia, which are highly toxic to fish. Beneficial bacteria, specifically nitrifying bacteria, convert ammonia into nitrite through a process called nitrification. Nitrite is also toxic to fish, but less so than ammonia. Beneficial bacteria is crucial as it colonizes the filter media, gravel, and surfaces within the aquarium, forming a biofilm. This biofilm acts as a biological filter, effectively removing ammonia and nitrite from the water. Without these bacteria, ammonia and nitrite levels can rise quickly, posing a serious threat to fish. Establishing a healthy population of beneficial bacteria creates a stable environment in the aquarium. In turn, these bacteria help maintain a consistent nitrogen cycle, ensuring that ammonia and nitrite levels remain low. This stability is essential for the overall health and well-being of the fish and other inhabitants of the aquarium. In addition to the nitrogen cycle, beneficial bacteria also play a role in reducing algae growth by effectively utilizing the nutrients available in the aquarium. They compete with algae for these resources, thereby helping to control algae blooms. We can introduce the following methods to establish a healthy population of beneficial bacteria with methods such as cycling our aquariums, seeding the tank, and that's the method of transferring filter media or other items from an established tank to a new one. The bacteria present on these materials will help kickstart the nitrogen cycle in the new aquarium. There are also commercially available bacterial supplements that contain beneficial bacteria in a concentrated form. These products can be added to the aquarium to boost the bacterial population quickly. Hobbyists often use these supplements to reduce the time an aquarium takes to cycle or even introduce fish almost straight away after an aquarium has been set up. Regardless of how you introduce it, by ensuring the presence of beneficial bacteria, we can create a thriving and sustainable environment for the aquatic inhabitants. The microcosm of aquatic environments, including aquariums, is home to a diverse array of microorganisms. These organisms play various roles in the ecosystem, contributing to nutrient cycling, decomposition, and overall ecosystem health. These are, but not limited to, bacteria, algae, diatoms, protozoa, rotifiers. Microscopic organisms, including bacteria and protozoa, are vital in breaking down organic waste, consuming excess nutrients, and maintaining water clarity in aquariums. They decompose organic matter, recycle nutrients, and prevent the accumulation of toxic compounds. They also contribute to water clarity by filtering particles and competing with algae for nutrients. Maintaining a stable aquarium environment supports these beneficial microorganisms. Microorganisms in the aquarium form symbiotic relationships with plants and invertebrates. They help the plants with nutrient absorption and nitrogen fixation, while detritivores assist in the breakdown of organic waste. Invertebrates rely on beneficial microorganisms for digestion and immunity. Some microorganisms have even symbiotic associations with algae. These symbiotic relationships contribute to the overall health and balance of the aquarium ecosystem. Snails and shrimp are beneficial additions to aquariums due to their various contributions, including scavenging abilities, algae consumption, and nutrient cycling. Firstly, snails and shrimp are proficient scavengers, helping to clean up excess food, decaying plant matter, and other organic debris. They are known for their ability to consume and break down leftover food, preventing it from decomposing and causing water quality issues. By acting as nature's cleanup crew, they contribute to maintaining a cleaner and healthier aquarium. Moreover, snail and shrimp are effective algae consumers. They graze on different types of algae, including green algae, diatoms, and soft brown algae, helping to control their growth and preventing algae blooms. Their constant foraging on surfaces and plants helps keep the aquarium aesthetically pleasing and reduces competition for resources with other plants or algae. Invertebrates play a significant role in nutrient cycling within the aquarium. Snails and shrimp consume an organic matter and convert it into waste, which contributes to nutrient recycling. Their excretions contain essential elements such as nitrogen and phosphorus, which become available for uptake by plants, promoting healthy plant growth. By participating in nutrient cycling, they assist in maintaining a balanced ecosystem and preventing nutrient imbalances that could lead to algae proliferation. Snails in particular can also aerate the substrate as they burrow into it. Their burrowing activity helps to prevent the accumulation of toxic gases in the substrate, creating a healthier environment for the aquarium. Snail and shrimp can additionally serve as an important food source for certain fish species, contributing to the natural food web dynamics in the aquarium ecosystem. They provide a supplemental food option, especially for fish that exhibit scavenging or ominous feeding behaviors. Live plants in the aquarium play a significant role beyond their aesthetic appeal. They provide numerous benefits such as oxygen production, nutrient absorption, waste assimilation, and habitat creation. Through photosynthesis, live plants release oxygen into the water, promoting a healthier environment for fish and other aquatic organisms. They also absorb nutrients, including nitrates and phosphates, helping to naturally control algae growth and maintain water quality. Additionally, plants provide shelter, spawning sites, and food sources for various aquarium inhabitants. Additionally, they play a crucial role in oxygenating nutrient uptake and waste assimilation. Through the process of photosynthesis, live plants produce oxygen, helping to maintain optimal oxygen levels for fish and other organisms. Additionally, they absorb nutrients, including nitrates and phosphates, as part of their growth process, effectively reducing nutrient levels in the water and minimizing the chance of algae growth. Live plants also serve as natural filters, taking up dissolved organic compounds and assimilating waste materials, creating a healthier and cleaner aquatic environment. Overall, their presence contributes to improved water quality and the overall balance of the aquarium ecosystem. The exploration of microcosm within aquariums reveals a hidden universe teeming with life, where unseen organisms work in harmony to sustain health and stability of the tank. From beneficial bacteria to snails and shrimp and the lush greenery of plants, each element plays a vital role in maintaining the delicate balance of this miniature ecosystem. So the next time you gaze into your aquarium, remember the intricate web of life flourishing within its glass walls. It's more than what you see, it's a living ecosystem. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you in the next one.